Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's John Mellencamp bringing us back a little Heartland rock and roll. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our really good friend, Jack Mitchell, the author of Hug Your Customers, out in a revised and updated version, which will be out in on the 14th of April. So you can pre-order it right now on Amazon if you want to. And Jack is a very successful business owner. Small business owner, he and his family. How many generations now, Jack, in your clothing establishments?
We're in our third generation.
And
we're working on the fourth, Jim. We have Linda, my lovely wife of 54 years. We have five in college. So
wow,
they're all, you know, we're really, you know, we want them to follow their own dreams. And on the other hand, we have opportunities as we grow. We're a growing. You know, we think like a small business all the time, and we sort of...
Well, this is a wonderful American success story. I mean, Mom and Pop started this business back in the 50s. Jack and his brother took it over years later. You got kids in that are very much involved. Your wife is very much involved, and you got grandkids maybe that'll be coming along, taking over the fourth generation. You got plenty of room for them. And folks, if you want to... I'm going to imagine one of the surest ways of getting fired at a Mitchell store is if you said no problem to a customer. Would you agree with that, Jack?
You bet. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, this thing about the
of course philosophy. Of course we can do it.
Of course.
I mean, yesterday, Jim, a quick story. We our store on Long Island, you know, we had to close because we had, like, you know, lots of snow.
Right.
Before you, with the snow we've all had in the country. But all of a sudden this man came, the gentleman called, "Are you open?" So they said, "Of course, come on down," even though we were closed. He ended up buying, you know, he hadn't been in a long, long time, and he was amazed that we opened because he saw when we were closed. Anyway, he bought pants and, I don't know, 20 pants.
Wow.
Meanwhile, as he was buying them in shirts and this and that, the tailors, one tailor stayed, and he did four or five pants, you know, altered them while he waited.
Right, right. Well, so, that's the kind of commitment, and this is something that folks, this is how you have outrageous success. By being outrageously dedicated to your customers. And I don't see this, Jack. Unfortunately, I'm not seeing this kind of commitment across the marketplace. And that's the reason why when small business owners complain to me that they don't have enough business, my first question is, well, how have you looked at how you're treating your customers?
And you need to be, you know, that's what my book is all about, Jim, as you know. And then I have another book that, as you know, called Hug Your People. That was the second book.
Yep.
So you have to hug your people. They have to, small owners and everybody really has to hug the people that work with you, not for you, with you. And when
how
they
did
work
you,
with you.
Talk to us about how you migrated the culture. So you acquired another company there in Greenwich. Back in a dozen or so years
1995.
Ago.
1995. Greenwich was candidly the easiest because it's closer.
Right.
It's only 20
that
minutes
was the Richards,
drive.
That was the Richard shop.
Richard shop.
And
but
then
it was
you, and then you acquired the
Marshall's
Long Island,
Island.
And then you acquired the ones in California. How did you migrate the culture, the Mitchell culture, to those institutions, those formerly, you know, previously managed by someone else, operations?
Well, it's a long story, which I tell in the book. So remember that the book is, as you said, comes out on April 14th. But the gist of it was that they were, Works was a product-driven company, and they were all about Keaton, Brioni, Zegna, the upper-end men's clothing, and you know, Oscar de la Renta, and so forth, and women's. So when the recession really hit, their business went down, you know, almost 50%. So it's just down, and he didn't have the commitment.
They'd taken their customers for granted, hadn't they?
Well, not that they did and they didn't. But the challenge was that people were not buying that kind of quality merchandise in the kind of volume that they were doing. And
right.
He didn't. Wilkes is a wonderful person. He's still with us. He's terrific. He knows everybody in San Francisco and the Bay Area. But he didn't have one. He didn't understand one thing about anything about technology.
Hmm.
He didn't have a computer running a $35 million business.
Wow!
And so he. But he had great people. Again, great people, but these people knew the customers, primarily built their relationship. And you can build relationships over product. Someone that runs a fever about, you know, custom shirts, they love that. And it's like you love a Mercedes sometimes better than the person that sold it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, so you love the cars. If you're a car guy, you might, and you can afford it, and you know people in Silicon Valley now can, you might have eight cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't know their wife's name, their spouse's name. Mm-hmm. They didn't know their nicknames. They didn't know they liked the Yankees.
This is the hugging part, folks. When Jack says hug, when I say love up your customers, we're talking about making sure that your customers know that you are, that not only do you want them to be engaged with you, but you want them to think you're engaged with them.
Of course. And then you become, as you well know, Jim, you become friends.
Yeah.
You really, truly become friends. And
yeah.
We have customers, even in California now. It's a long story. It's a journey. I mean, it's more of a marathon than it is a race. So we didn't want to have them lose any passion for clothing and the product, but we wanted to have them say, welcome to Wilkes-Bashford, and show them around as if it were their home. And we've come a long way.
And the people are doing that. They've
accepted our technology.
And what's great, Jack, is that all these acquisitions have been successful, and that's a coup. That's a special thing, because many acquisitions don't turn out to be so great. Hey, Jack, I got to wrap it up. Hug Your Customers, the new edition, is coming out April 14th. Mitchells.com is the website. Jack, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you so very much, Jim. Best
Jack
to everyone.
Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Your business is now operating when something is happening.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.